First of all, before the lesson, let's take account of yesterday. How did it pass? How did we advance? We are now with you in the days that are before Passover, Pesach, from the word Pasach, or skipped over. The exodus from Egypt, from a person's ego, and towards the quality of bestowal, love, connection. Are we coming closer to such a quality? Do we feel that every day, it's not just that we heard another lesson, read another article, but that also something is occurring within us? Indeed, here, there is a certain inner process where all of us together, each one individually, but all of us together as well, are going through. Each one should feel that he's rising, becoming more flexible with his ego, feeling more of a willingness to work with it on one hand. And on the other, that he's willing to come closer to others. That, especially when not being together physically, but rather distant, then this physical distance elicits a certain inclination to overcome that distance and be closer to each other, to feel each other closer. Let's pay attention to all these phenomena. And then we will be able to see how we're advancing towards the exodus from Egypt, the exodus from our ego, transcending the ego. And we'll also check what's going on with us through these days, where we are under this outbreak of the coronavirus. And we, perhaps we can already say that what it did to us caused us to be closer internally, despite the corporeal distance that we have between us. And that we can be more focused with the right intentions. And the extent to which we can pay attention to the inner discernments of the relationships between us, the distance between us, not physical distance, but rather spiritual distance, inner distance, personal spiritual difference, distance. And so we will see things as new. We will make more corrections and we'll see everything we're receiving every day as medicine. The Creator is just giving us infusions to each one every day, such that we become more and more healthy from the sickness of our ego. And we begin to feel that it's not necessarily that we're under its control, but rather perhaps we can distance ourselves from its control, or rise above its control, to come out from under its domain. These things are things which we have to measure every day, if possible. Later we'll measure it as degrees of the masach, the ochozer, reflected light, and attainment. And all of this is measured above our will to receive. So let us hope that these cures we're receiving from the Creator, the medicine, he's called the healer, the doctor of all humanity, of all the peoples, for whoever wants the Creator to heal him. So let's hope that it will affect us so. meaning that the ability, the option was given to us to see in the relationship of the Creator with us, the way He relates to us, to see it as either a cure or a blow. Of course, from the Creator, everything comes to heal us of the ego. I've created the evil inclination, that's what He did, and we need to see that this is how He relates to us. We never received anything bad from Him, even if it appears like a flood or wars or whatever it may be. It was all cures, healing. We didn't know how to receive it, and therefore it may have seemed to us like a blow, a punishment. So let's now, in practice, begin to change our attitude towards everything that appears to us in life, because everything comes from there's none else besides Him. Everything comes from the good and benevolent alone. And we need to correct ourselves in order to truly identify that everything comes from the Creator and only for good, for the best. Please.
This is the meaning of the question, what is it in your hand? A hand means attainment, from the words, if a hand attains. A staff means that all his attainments are built on the discernment of inferior importance, which is faith above reason. Faith is regarded as having inferior importance and as lowliness. One appreciates things that clothe within reason. However, if one's mind does not attain it, but resists one's mind, and then one should say that faith is of superior importance to one's mind, it follows that at that time he lowers his mind and says that what he understands within reason, that he resists the path of the Creator, faith is more important than his own mind. This is because all the concepts that contradict the path of the Creator are worthless concepts. Rather, they have eyes, but they will not see. They have ears, but they will not hear. It means that he annuls everything he hears and sees. This is called going above reason. And thus, it seems to a person as lowliness and katnut, smallness.
Meaning that there are things which we receive from above, and we can think of them as medicine rather than a blow. Easily, we can think of them that way. There are things which are very difficult to believe are medicine. It's very painful, it's very unpleasant, that's how we feel. It also confuses us greatly and just spins our heads around. It cannot be from the Creator. It cannot be so bad in such an irrational, illogical manner. It comes and cascades from Him, from the good and benevolent. It's so bad, I'm so confused. And here, we need to understand that everything depends on the receiver. We need to correct ourselves to the point where we feel that He's good and does good, there's none else besides Him, and that it comes in the best, most correct way possible. By that, we come to identify with the Creator more and more. And we come into... They're not talking about each and every person. They're talking about people whose time has come to correct themselves, like all of our friends all over the world. We see Europe, Italy, focus group, Petah Tikva, Ekaterinburg, France, Kafkaz, Holland, and more and more and more. Many, many more. we can see all of them on the same screen. We can't do that yet. But what about those friends? It's just a certain envelope, wrapper around the will to receive, which has come to a state where it needs to correct itself. Which is why those people in whom the will to receive burns for correction are ready to come, to connect, to take part in all sorts of activities, because the inclination towards correction and the revelation of the Creator within them.
Yes. How can we see in the situation we're in that it's a new situation, a staff and a serpent, which is a serpent, which is a staff, and how do we turn the serpent into a staff?
From the beginning of the article, I indicated this. First of all, we're either in the staff or the serpent. That's what we have to accept a priori. That's how it is to begin with. It cannot be any other way because the Creator governs us, and so we are always under His governance and influence. And for Him, there's none but these two states. That's one thing. Second thing is, do I follow the staff or the serpent? That depends on if I'm in a 10, connected, directing myself to the Creator as much as possible, understanding that I'm always under His providence, and His guidance and providence are always good and benevolent, despite the fact that I may not feel it that way, and so on. Meaning I try to always be with the staff. On one hand, it's a staff that I hold in my hand, with which I walk forward. On the other hand, it's mate, staff, or below in importance, meaning that I don't care how I feel. The main thing for me is that I'm oriented towards there's none else besides Him, pacing, walking after Him. That's how I accept it. And the main thing is to never disconnect from the Creator, who is always walking in front of us. And if we let Him go, if we let the friends go, and our whole system, if we don't want to establish our device, which is the 10 and the one who can tune or be discovered inside this device, which is the Creator, then we are in mata b'chashivut, in low in importance, which is the serpent. Serpent. The serpent succeeds. He governs us. He manipulates us. Until we die. What do I mean by die? The spirit of life comes out of us. We stop thinking about the friends and about the Creator through the friends. And like so, we leave these thoughts and inclinations behind. Until the Creator, nevertheless, He will bring us back. He will not be in conflict with us forever. Lo lenetzach yariv, as we say, He awakens us. And so we continue. But don't think that when we receive this awakening from above to connect together and with the Creator, that we receive that from the Creator and this is a correction. It's not a correction because it's not us doing it. And so if we received it from above, well, we do. Because perhaps we cannot awaken and develop it by ourselves yet, but we will need to make corrections on that as well. And to bring to pay back this deposit, this loan.
Вот эти состояния импульсные, о которых вы говорили только что.
These situations you talked about of going in and out, being more and more attached to the friends, the state of Pesach we're learning about? Is it a state where we've come to a certain state that we don't leave it anymore? What is that transition, that skipping over, if you said there are pulses of entry and exit?
We are in a state which is called the last generation. The last generation, meaning meaning that all of us, all of humanity, must move forward towards the complete correction. And it's not that one of us here or there, some do, some don't, and with each one we see if they reach their own personal correction. No, no such thing. From the beginning of the 20th century, even from the time of the Ari, but the time it took it to develop and to come to this point, but what's going on there? Right. But today we are at the general end of correction. And so we have to be concerned about the whole world. The whole world needs to know where it is, and it is willing to hear a little and more every day, according to the spread of this virus between us in all of reality, in all the nations, all the peoples. They're willing to hear what's going on because they don't know what to do with it. And I don't think that even if some cure comes around, if they succeed, something else will come instead. The Creator prepares these things. He prepares the medicine for the virus, the medicine against the virus. It doesn't matter for him. He does all these manipulations to our ego in order to give us the ability to study our whole nature and to correct every step, every single detail and element in our cells, the cells of our souls, the general soul. We won't be able to escape this work. It was decided upon already, and therefore we are always advancing on this path. The main thing is to feel how we are advancing from day to day, and how the Creator burdens us and assists us, supports us. On one hand, He gives us difficulties, but not in a very clear way. It's not clear that it comes from Him. That is, on the other hand, He helps, He pushes us towards correction. He brings us better understanding, more emotion, more intellect. He's within us. It's called, I dwell amongst my people. Betoch ami Anochi Yoshevet. And so by awakening us, that's how we advance. Yes, Vlad.
The situation we have to come to, that the world has to come to, is it the state of Gmar Tikkun, the end of correction that you talked about, or can there be an intermediary state for us and for the whole world?
No, the complete, utter, perfect correction, the end of it. Only the end of correction. Don't agree to anything less. With each and every moment, think only about that. Make an effort. What is focus group?
What does it mean to determine that he is good and does good? This act of determining, what is it?
To determine that the Creator is good and benevolent, it means that I need to see in each state that comes to me that to begin with it comes from there's none else besides Him, good, who does good. Despite my feelings, meaning that I may feel that it's bad, harmful, unpleasant, inconvenient, but I understand that it's all to my benefit, coming from the good who does good, because the Creator has nothing to do but to do good to all of the created beings. Florida.
Hi, Rav. Hi.
Based on the level we are, or the state we are in, how is it possible for us to even hold the staff in our hand? Where do we get that power?
That's we do only together. Only together. The serpent or the staff, we need to see if we're holding the staff together, or perhaps we cannot hold on to it. It falls from our hands and becomes the serpent. And if we are like Moses, Moses is all of us together. It's called the general soul of the ten. If we grab that serpent, catch it, then when we catch it, it immediately turns back into the staff. If we let it go, it turns back into a serpent. It's a literal circus.
Right,
who else do we have? Petach Tikva 5.
Yeshalo.
Do you have a question? Next, Petach Tikva 13.
My question is, what is the discernment of Moses within us that there is doubt in it?
Moses, it's not that it's one of the friends. Moses means that we're all connected together. We want to have this as our head, our wash, which leads us towards connecting us to the Creator. That's how we build it. It's not or build him. It's not one of the friends. Rather, we build this wash, this head, which pulls us away from our ego. And thus, bringing us to adhesion with the Creator. That's in simple form, as close as possible to.
Последних двух абзацах, которые мы прочли, говорилось о подготовке.
In the last two verse paragraphs we read, it talked about the preparation on the part of man. So what preparation should there be on our part so the body will give us the strength to work and will not take the strength for it away?
The main preparation is us connecting. We understand that in this last generation, this is the style of our correction. This is the method of our correction for the last generation, meaning that the whole body needs to be revived. It's not about healing a foot or a hand or some internal organ, one of the organs and tendons. It's the totality of the body, of the goof. You see, this virus is now spreading throughout the world. Tell me, what connection is there between this virus and various countries? Well, I understand Japan, China, Europe, the United States, the Middle East, Russia. But you will come to see what happens in other countries. It'll reach Oceania, and what for? What ego do people use there? What are they doing? But it needs to facilitate a global correction. This virus was sent from above, and with every single thing in every single place, where the egoistic desire, which is uncorrected, remains, according to its lack of correction, that virus needs to appear. And to present itself as a serpent that kills, that hinders, that despoils. I I never stop being impressed by how it happens, how it appears, in what way, and how everyone, like little children, are just looking at it, at this virus, what it's doing. We have nothing to do. Where's my toilet paper? And where's my food store? And everyone are humanity. All like.
Eight.
How do we protect ourselves from this honor? Is it a gift where you must always break, or
we are kept from honor by constantly lowering yourself in importance? And that way you constantly see that your work is of low importance, inferior importance, meaning the work itself is high, but he himself will feel himself that he is lower than everyone. We learn this in the rules of Rabash, to annul before the friends, to be as the least in the ten, to care for the whole ten, how they feel, how they gather and do everything. In short, this is called working on the glory of the Creator.
How in the group, in the ten, how do I keep this awakening from below? I don't want the friends to wait to feel an awakening from above, but keep this field full of, so that they will come to the lesson, they will always be on fire. How do we keep this awakening from below?
Mitsuyan. Excellent. This is the best question we've had today. We mustn't wait until we fall. We mustn't do anything but only move forward all the time. A person has to constantly see himself, not that he is above, but below, that he can always rise higher and higher and higher, more and more and more each time. Because by this, he is holding the friends, he's answering the Creator, he is advancing toward him. In this way, he establishes himself in this way, in this kind of attitude or approach. And then he always advances. So we always have to see how I strengthen the group, because then it's certain that I'm not working for me, but for them. And the group, for me, it's like a wagon going toward correction, and I'm also on the wagon, but I'm on the wagon in order to constantly lead it toward correction, to push it from behind or pull it from before. And in this way, if everyone thinks that way in the group, we will quickly discover. Guys, I'm telling you, we now received an opportunity. Look at what's been revealed during the Passover, with the corona, after the Congress. Look what is happening all over the world. The whole world is in a wagon behind us, and they're looking at us. The whole world is looking at us. What about us? When will we bring them with this wagon into some good and correct place? Because they can't do it alone. They don't know. All they know is to sit at home and cry. You understand? The world is changing. The whole world will be upside down, not as before. And we have to use what the Creator is sending us. Only us. No one else in the world is accepting these things correctly and is not implementing them. Only we. I'm asking, you have to take it as This is done for us. So we would lead the world to correction. So we would show how much we love the world, how much we want to bring.
How we can explain inside the tent to my friends that the neutral state of indifference is the state of Nahash, that we need to take care of the friends to raise the stick to the state of faith.
We don't need to explain it. Explanation gives nothing. You just have to constantly see that they are not indifferent, apathetic. You have to show them that you are not indifferent. But with words, explaining, telling them, friends, we mustn't be indifferent, it doesn't help at all. On the contrary, it ruins. Only examples. In all of education, all we need is to set the right example. That's it. I think that by getting up at 3 a.m. for decades straight, giving lessons, and in the evening, and then doing the video programs, and also the way I live, not that it's the ideal, but still, by this, I'm setting an example. And this is called education. That I think at least you need to be impressed.
Вот еще такой вопрос по поводу.
Yes, dear teacher, another question. Regarding how to maintain this state together, and with that to serve as an example to people. Many people are in quarantine, in isolation now. So what kind of example can we give to those people who are quarantined? What do they need to do? How to explain? What to explain at this time when they're locked like animals in cages? What can we explain to them?
We need to explain to them how the world is built in an integral way, based on science, that we are all interdependent, that we have become far by using our egos incorrectly in all kinds of directions away from each other. And then, but because we are still inside nature, even if on the highest, and even on the highest degree of nature, so by that we are inserting imbalance in the integral system of nature. So this is why such phenomena coming from us, the influence, the negative impacts we cause in nature accumulate. And once there is an accumulation of negative phenomena, it's like in a body, for example, in an organism, there is an outbreak. And the system reacts to it. The reaction of the system matches the level of development of the parts in the system. We've come to such a development that Kabbalists are saying that we are already in the last generation. This means that all of us have to start connecting among us. If that's the case, then humanity should already do a different calculation with itself. And nature is treating us differently. It's hitting us not through hurricanes in America or some blow in Russia or in the Ukraine or in Europe or something. It gives a general blow, and it can't give us a general blow. Well, it can, but for now, we're getting such a general blow that is
like
like this virus. And many more blows are waiting for us along the way. You have blood, frogs, lice, all those plagues are not necessarily blood, lice, and frogs. It is 10 plagues, 10 blows that we have to undergo on our exodus from Egypt. If we're ready for them, we will accept them correctly. And as soon as we, as a blow, as a plague gets closer to us, we will immediately unite among us more forcefully, more tightly, and then we will safeguard ourselves from the blows. But those blows are on the way. They are approaching. And we have to develop in us and in the whole world sensitivity to those blows, that these are cures, because without them, we wouldn't run away from the ego. We wouldn't come to anything good. This is why we need to try to go through these blows on our own initiative and go through them in a nice and easy way and see them as a cure, as a medicine. And by that, we ourselves become partners with the Creator, as it is written that He prepares the blow and we cancel it, revoke it. And likewise, every time, and we have to believe that ahead of us is a good way, but it depends on us. Because if we're not worthy, we will feel bad. But in fact, we can feel great. We can feel abundance. Actually, we've come to a state that it can't be that bad, because we've come to a state already of the last generation. This is why we have all the possibilities not to experience it the way Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva did and others before him, like the ruin of the first temple, second temple, etc. No. We can go through these things in an easy and quick and pleasant way. It all depends on how we think about it, understand it, feel it, and prepare ourselves so as to, even before the blow comes, we understood.
The desire is always under the influence of the light. When we receive honor, when we receive light, it's all under the influence of the light. So where is man's choice, his independent choice to erect the masach and to act in bestowal towards the Ten and the Creator? If I understand correctly, he's asking how to place a masach, a screen, over things like honor and so on.
Only by working in a Ten. To the extent that I constantly try to bring myself in practice to working in the Ten as much as possible. I write articles with him. I fill up my social media, Facebook, Twitter. I do all kinds of clips. I speak on my site, my personal site. I do everything. Anything possible. Doing, that's what's important. Understand, less important, fewer important the thoughts, fewer intentions. You need to set up to organize your thoughts, but you need to give little portions and little portions, little bits, because the general public can't swallow anything big. And the global blow that the Creator is sending to reality is a sign for us that we have to match this kind of dissemination all over the world. This is why we need little bits, you know, like little candy, to give to every single one. That's it. So prepare such little bits and hand them out wherever you can, and the internet allows you to do it. And there are thousands of us, tens of thousands all over the world. We can disperse our activity. Don't think that if we have no money to pay to big companies to advertise us, it's not good. I'm telling you. How should I put it? The effective dissemination will come by us, by ourselves, without paying any company, by we ourselves spreading our method however we can and wherever we can. And then you'll see how it will continue forward, how it will go into the rest of the internet. The Creator will set it up. The Creator will finish for me. So don't say, give us $10,000 and we will spread it. You will see that with these $10,000 that you will invest in advertising, they will bring you empty numbers. Empty. It will not be. There will not be benefit in this effectiveness, in this kind of dissemination. I don't believe in it. It's without my exertion, my labor of trying to reach each and every one. It's not going to work. It could be just for the sake of advertising when you waste money and by that you only.
Good, but still, it needs to be a bit more organized. I understand these are the first few days that we've entered this phase, but look at what the governments are saying. They already know it will continue for months, and they probably know it will be more, because after a few months, you can't just immediately bring life back on track, because people will be left without previous business connections and relations and money. The world will not be able to immediately recover as we keep thinking. We keep thinking about the old world and the old way of life that we're going to go back to. We're not. At least, we're living in this for, let's say, 2 or 3 weeks. That's all. We've just entered this. But we're already hearing that we're talking about at least until September, October, half a year. And I'm telling you, it's going to be more. And not just more, it's going to be forever. There's no way back. There's no return. So we have to try to determine the new type of human relations, the new network of connection and dissemination. How do we take care of the whole of humanity? How do we receive a response from humanity? And how do we tie them all together so they all write and it all goes under our name? It's all for the correction of the world and bring everyone more into that. We have to understand that this is our role. That's it. That's what we have to do. So from day to day, we have to be in that. No one else knows how to do that. And we too don't know how to practically do it, but we will learn. We'll learn. The Creator will complete the work for us. I have to start it, and the Creator will finish it. That's what each and every one, regardless of where you are, what group, what language, doesn't matter, that's what you have to think, and always be occupied with how do I make it so that millions will follow me. Millions have to follow each and every one of you, and then we'll reach the final correction. And don't think you're not meant for it. It's specifically meant for you. You don't understand the greatness of this state, not the severity of this state, the greatness of it. So we have to advertise. For instance, Gilad Shir is now sends me a URL kabbalah.info/net, where all the materials in English are centralized. So we're going to have the same in German and Russian and Spanish, etc. We have to advertise all those things under one place. I see info at kabbalah.info. Okay. So everyone needs to know about this. We need to send it to everyone. We have one problem that we still don't know how to organize, and that's with regards to women. How to make it so that, of course, our material is open to everyone. God forbid we don't have any different kind of attitude to women, but there are still materials that are better suited for women, that are closer to women, and therefore we have to start relevant channels or platforms, places where women can be better connected and working together and with the right attitude. But all in all our pages online are open to both men and women, and I know that there are women who also write in the name of men. There's no point in that. Just write from whoever you are. It doesn't matter. We're in such a development towards such corrections that everyone just has to be aimed at the goal. Or whatever. That's one. And two, I still don't know how can we join women to our lessons, the women. And this is a part that you're not used to working with, and it's a problem, a certain problem. And on the one hand, it's good that we're far from them. On the other hand, they shouldn't just be passive behind the computer screens somewhere. I don't know. We think of how can this be done. I'm more interested in making them more active, that they start working in all kinds of networks, putting up our materials there, writing, corresponding, giving answers. I'm very much interested in that. It's a huge power, it's a huge force that we have to make sure that we use it, especially as we enter the general correction, the process towards the final correction, where the world begins to change from below. You're seeing how the movement has begun. We have prepared it. The Creator is now doing it. And so, you understand what you've reached? You understand how privileged you are to see these actions happening from above, that the Creator is beginning to correct the world, raising it from below, bit by bit, from day to day, and the world agrees. You see what's happening. They're not trying to build something, do something. No, they're saying, okay, we'll sit at home, we'll shut down the businesses, the kindergartens, the schools, the workplaces, banks, and all, etc., etc. Everyone is like little children, little good, nice children. What's going on? What's going on here? It's indescribable. How can it be that everyone agrees with this virus? We're seeing that there is a higher providence here. This is called the hand of God. And so, let's hope that we're going to see these things. Everything comes from the Creator. through all sorts of events, different kinds of influences. And then we just have to identify that it all comes from the Creator, none else besides Him, that it only comes by way of good that does good, and the fact that we don't see it as good that does good in a complete, absolute way means that we haven't corrected our vessels yet. And so we have what we need to correct first. So first of all, we need to correct ourselves to the point of feeling good that does good and none else besides Him. And that we can achieve only through influence from above. We're asking for it to happen. The sense of good that does good is what we call a bodily feeling, meaning we feel it in our desires. That there is none else besides Him, we feel that in our intention, meaning in our vessels of bestowal. And so it follows that we don't need anything else. If I receive through the group in the correct way influence from the Creator, and accordingly I turn to Him, then I already have everything. I have all the conditions to reach the final correction. That's it. Nothing more to add. We just have to organize ourselves correctly, orient ourselves correctly, that me and the group are always aimed at the upper force. And that's the method for all nations, all religions, all people, all bodies, men, women, doesn't matter who and what. You see, it's like this virus. It doesn't make any differences. It's traveling through everyone now, to the point that we reach a state that will have nothing with which to fight. We just want to have what we need to eat and drink and keep ourselves alive. It's a beautiful period. I'm so happy that we've reached such a time. You don't realize. We could have learned kept studying for another 10 years or another 20 years, and then what? Look what the Creator has done. What a gift He has prepared for us. He opened up a whole new world for us. And with a sweeping motion, one motion, just threw off all of the leadership of the world, the military, the experts of the world. It's all worthless. Sit at home. That's it. And now we can step in to every house, to every home, to every ear of each and every one. Just accept this in a serious manner. The Creator is talking to you and you, man and woman. What are you doing? What are you going to do? How are you going to realize this? And this is critically important. And I'm seeing on the screens now people from all continents, from all groups. So I'm warning you, if you want to change your fate, if you want to actually realize your soul, this is the time, and no one else besides you.
It will start at 1:30.
By the way, if you want to change it, it's okay as well. If you want to do instead of an hour and a half, I'm willing. If you want to change the material for that lesson, it's also possible. But it's going to be the same. Anyway, you see that now, as much as we read, throughout the years, we always read the Passover material, and we never thought that it's talking about just one point. It was never that clear, that precise. Only this year, we started seeing and understanding that it's only about how to rise above the ego through the connection with the Ten and how we do it out of the mutual approach and feel that we exist in Egypt. And our only question, our only problem now is how do we take advantage of these conditions that the coronavirus is giving to us, that it has grounded us to our homes, that we're sitting at home through the computer, connected to the computer and with the books, and how do we use it to advance, to save our souls? That's